50 years ago today, Roger Bannister ran the world's first mile under 4 minutes. Not long after that, he ran another race that captivated the world. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams has this report on the Miracle Mile.
Roger Bannister wasn't the world's fastest miler for long. Just 6 weeks after he made history, his record was broken by another runner, John Landy. Suddenly, the mythic 4-minute barrier had been conquered by two men. And on August 7, 1954, these two runners were set to race against each other on the same track for the first time.
And there is tremendous feeling of excitement and tension here on this beautiful summer's day with a bit of a breeze. The starter is saying, silence, and they're off.
The BBC was among the broadcasters on hand in Vancouver, Canada, at the 1954 British Empire Games. The race between Roger Bannister, John Landy, and six other runners was billed around the world as the Miracle Mile.
It's the mile of the century. It's slated almost as a prize fight.
Neil Bascom has written a new book that chronicles the Vancouver race. It's called The Perfect Mile. Three athletes, one goal, and less than 4 minutes to achieve it.
You have John Landy, who always runs from the front. And then you have Roger Bannister, who is known as a fast finisher. He always sort of stays on a person's heels until the last lap, and then he goes. And so you have these two great runners, both of whom had broken four-minute miles, battling at last head-to-head.
And Landy has decided that he must crack on the pace, and he's taken over the lead with 150 yards to go to the end of the first lap. Landy, in his green shorts for Australia, slim, sallow, curly dark hair, and he's setting out a very fast pace.
By mid-race, John Landy had extended his lead over Roger Bannister by about 15 yards. Landy's friends in the stands thought, with that kind of lead, the race was over. Author Neil Bascom.
Bannister knows that he can't just hang back, so Bannister has to change race tactics. Slowly, as if, as he said, he drew a cord to John Landy, he brings himself back into the race, 1 yard at a time.
And it is Landy running quite easily, relaxed and beautifully. Not quite such a long stride as Bannister. Landy comes down the straight with Bannister, with his beautiful prancing stride, ready, poised. And here goes Landy, now has to go. Can Bannister catch him? There is none of this famed spurt at the moment. Landy is, I think, drawing slightly away. Yes, Landy has got a lead of about 3 yards. Landy is running beautifully. No, Bannister's coming up on him now. 150 yards to go, and Bannister is gaining ever so slightly with each stride. 130 yards to go, and Bannister is coming up to Landy's elbow. Bannister has passed Landy, and he comes into the straight, and it's going to be Bannister's race. Landy is flagging, I think. Here comes Bannister striding absolutely magnificently, and Bannister breasts the tape now, and Landy second about 3 yards.
An image of this historic finish is at npr.org. Both runners ran the race under 4 minutes. Neil Bascom calls Roger Bannister's second most famous run the perfect mile.
Although the breaking of the 4-minute mile was a great achievement, it wasn't the head-to-head competition and the battle of heart that the Vancouver race was. And the other reason it was the perfect mile was because it was the first time that two men had ever broken 4 minutes in the same race.
Neil Bascom. His new book is The Perfect Mile. Three athletes, one goal, and less than 4 minutes to achieve it. Roger Bannister is now 75, living in England, and has retired from a distinguished career in neurological medicine. John Landy is the governor of Victoria, Australia. Plenty of runners have now broken the 4-minute mile. The current world record in the mile is just over 3 minutes and 43 seconds. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.